Okay, this is an idea that basically has no meaning behind it. I'm not about to go crazy off of a current topic or subject or anything like that, but this is just something that I just wanted to talk about because why the fuck not? Upon looking at older episodes of One Piece, well, if I'm to go with the current trend of right now, I've already spoken about what's been going on with One Piece and how I've been feeling about Luffy's current awakening. And that's whatever. But upon looking at older episodes about it, because there's still things and parts of One Piece that I just fucking love, and I've been getting or rewatching some of the episodes, just to pat myself on the back and whatnot. Or basically just been doing that with a whole bunch of anime and whatnot. But looking on some previous episodes, I found myself watching the Alabasta arc, and come to find out that I actually don't remember watching the Alabasta arc. I believe I read it. So upon actually seeing the shit being done in animation, I remember that I actually have seen the movie as well, which I urge anyone to go see because it handles a lot of their fights and the action scenes a hell of a lot better than you would think. But I came across an idea that generally isn't really talked about enough. Because give credit where credit is due. One Piece does a lot of shit that essentially the typical shonen never would even come to terms with trying to accept. A lot of things copy Naruto to the core, even to the concept of having a three-man team or whatnot. But a lot of those things that Naruto basically has copied and tried to facilitate have been from misshapen, no, mistaken concepts that they've taken from Dragon Ball Z. And you see that in a lot of the content that's done with the Naruto, whether it be having a rival or making the main character have like a fucking animal demon inside of him or something like that, but never really done or facilitated in a correct way. Goku has never had to depend on turning into a great ape to help him, especially not within Dragon Ball Z. The concept of blonde hair and blue eyes is something that, Naruto also copies because gotta get credit to the white guy. Let's make the white boy, yeah, super power. But there have been so many misconceptions. That's the goddamn word. There we go. There's been so many misconceptions in terms of copying Dragon Ball Z that anime can't help themselves but believe that that's what happened in Dragon Ball Z. When literally, if you dig deeper or even fucking watch the series again, you'd understand that that's never the case. So many characters try to basically be like these stupid offset comic reliefs that don't understand that in Dragon Ball Z, they don't really have too many comic relief characters outside of characters that have been undeniably weak and useless. But Krillin is not a comic relief character. Yamcha is not a comic relief character. These are characters that exist that do or have funny moments, but so does everyone else. But there is no one designated comic relief character until you get to, let's say, Hercule, who is by nature an idiot in terms of these people, who upon regular stature of other people would be considered a great martial arts expert as well as a top fighter. He did win the World Martial Arts Tournament and he is the world champion. But in comparison to these fucking gods that can fly, he is nothing. So within their realm, he would be comic relief. But you have to give credit where credit is due. And if it wasn't for Hercule, they wouldn't have been able to defeat Kid Buu. So there you go with that one. But at the same time, in the same scope, you just have so many misconceptions being done within typical shonen that a lot of people get tied into what's going on, and a lot of fucking ignorant anime watchers, or as I like to call them, nigga anime watchers, essentially just find themselves in this stagnant concept of just accepting the repeated concepts within anime as just that's just what they do. So regardless of if they've seen it before, or if it's something that's not really as exciting as it always could be, or people get a power up because of emotional trauma and whatnot, it's just what anime do. It doesn't matter that you can't criticize or call out anime on being the stagnant, stupid, dumb thing. I do it all the time, but no one else is willing to because they like to just feel that it's what they do. So because it's what they do, let them do what they do. That's what they do. Is it good? Do you like it? No, but it's what they do. And this is how I view entertainment now. Fucking idiots. But upon looking back on One Piece, I know for a fact that there's so many different aspects about One Piece that essentially intrigue me because it does not follow suit with typical shonen. Understandably deserving of having the title of being part of the big three, but also why it stood out from the other two and continuously proves itself to be a top tier fucking manga and anime. I mean, as much as anyone might sit there and claim that, well, Demon Slayer beat One Piece in terms of manga sales, let's not forget that that doesn't mean anything when it comes from the fact that One Piece has considerably stayed number one over years and has been continuously number one after year after year after year. But there's always been something that at some point in time beats One Piece in manga sales that in a particular year, and then only for One Piece to come right back and beat everything else. And until One Piece is finally over with, I don't actually perceive or see it actually ever losing out in the long run towards anything else. Everything just kind of comes in a fad nature with anime now. We don't have that longevity when it comes to anime series or even manga themselves staying true towards the dedicated readers who basically have gotten to the point where they just are in basically by design, constantly buying a book from a different series over and over and over and over again. So realistically, when One Piece is finally over with, that's probably going to be like one of the highest selling mangas of all time. I guarantee it. But that, and then like, this isn't me gushing because I love One Piece. No, by all means, no. I believe that there are so many fucking problems with One Piece. It's disturbing. Like, I just can't get over a lot of the things that they do simply for the fact of either it being for jokes or basically kind of messing up its own lore. Not lore, but essentially its own rules and whatnot. Luffy getting punched and hit and hurt and whatnot by people who are hitting it with normal punches and everything when this nigga literally cannot be harmed because he is made out of rubber. And you would need a fucking haki power in order for that to actually happen. Yet, you see Nami punch this nigga all the time and he supposedly gets beat up and hurt. And you might sit there and tell yourself, well, that's just for the joke. But at the same time, that's the problem. It's like, you can't really do that. What was it? His fight with Vivi, where she was like punching him and everything because he was having a conversation about her for Crocodile. I hate that part. I hate that part because you have her punch him as if this is shit that would hurt him or it matters. But it's not, because Vivi's one of the weakest fucking characters within the series, which was a beautiful transition into what I'm trying to talk about. Upon looking back at the Alabasta arc, it came to my opinion that essentially, as much as the series did the unthinkable, which is drop the character Vivi, that has got to be one of the smartest moves in all of One Piece, as far as I'm concerned. Vivi has got to be the most useless character that has ever existed outside of Momo, Momotaro. But her whole being is something that realistically can be condemned into the likes of just selfishness. I mean, aside from the fact that you have, much like with Momotaro, she's a character that they meet upon entering a different phase of the Grand Line. They met Vivi as soon as they were about to get into the Grand Line, and they met Momotaro as soon as they left out of the Mermaid Islands to go into the New World. So it has always been this thing where upon them doing shit in the Grand Line, they've had like some type of starting point that's led to this overarching long ass fucking arc for whatever reason about shit. And you know, it's whatever. That's just how they structure their stories and whatnot. But essentially with Vivi came something that was far more annoying than anything else that I can perceive within One Piece as of late. Now, the Wano arc, I constantly have criticized it being just terrible. Like, it's just a bad arc entirely as far as story structure, characters, and even the overall motivation behind what the Straw Hats want to do. It's just god-awful. But with Alabasta, I essentially would give it a pass because of the fact that realistically, Crocodile fucked with them first. Having Baroque Works attack people upon them first coming into the Grand Line is something that would facilitate you, like, you know, like, you don't fuck with the wrong people, and so now some shit gotta happen to you. And that makes sense because they are goddamn pirates. But it's not something that was essentially, you know, like, they needed to go beat Crocodile or they needed to go stop this and whatnot. And the same could be said for Kaido. But with Alabasta comes Vivi. And with Vivi, aside from it being, much like with Momotaro, some sad sack of a supposed leader needing help from this pirate crew, which essentially is crazy, in order to help them regain control over their country, you have the absolute selfishness that comes with Vivi. Vivi offers them nothing. Upon them actually doing the Wano arc, you have the concept of, literally, Kaido has in his possession one of the poneglyphs that's necessary in order for him to, in order for you to be able to go to the final island to get One Piece, which would be a significant thing that the One Piece crew actually, the Straw Hat crew actually needs. So there's a need, and it's in tandem with people that we just met. So why not help them? We literally would need their help as well. So that immediately solves that fucking problem. But with Vivi, you have no such thing. You literally just have a girl that they met that when they first met tried to kill them. And then later on sits there and goes, well, it turns out I'm a secret agent. I'm actually this nice girl that's a princess. And I'm only trying to do all this shit so I can get my country back on its feet. Aw, that's a sad story. I guess we gotta help you. And that's it. That's as far as that goes. There's nothing. There's no reciprocity there. There's no reason for the Straw Hat crew to actually need Vivi or to even care about what the fuck Crocodile is doing. But yet, for some reason, they're drawn into her drama and have to facilitate that. Whether it be getting attacked by Baroque Works or by her dumbass actually admitting who the fuck Crocodile is, which puts a hit list on the entire Straw Hat crew in the first fucking place. Or, well, Zoro, Luffy, and Nami, because she decided to open up her goddamn mouth about that. Which was, again, her fault. And so then making Baroque Works come after them even harder, which then ultimately leads to the concept of why they definitely would need to kick Crocodile's ass, because otherwise they're just going to keep getting attacked for no goddamn reason outside of the fact that Vivi is a dumbass. So it goes to show you that essentially her character, as well as everything that she accomplishes with them, is nothing. It leads up to nothing because she gives nothing back. She only takes, takes, and takes, which is what I can't stand about her character. There is nothing that Vivi has ever done for the Straw Hat crew that you could consider outside of the fact that they essentially make her a friend of theirs that actually means anything. She can't fight. She can't do anything on her own. Even all of her decisions that come to pass within the series or the time that they spend with her have been bad decisions. Like, nothing actually is this. She brings nothing to the table. There's nothing significant from her character whatsoever. So it further stems to the fact that her not being a part of the crew was such a godsend that, thank God, it actually was an idea that came to pass. Now, you might sit there and think, like, you know, you couldn't possibly imagine a Straw Hat crew with Nico Robin and not, you know, not. Wait, how do I word this? You couldn't possibly imagine a crew without Nico Robin and instead have Vivi there, considering the fact that she's actually incredibly important towards the overall contingency with it, which is the story of One Piece. But realistically, remember how that basically wasn't an idea that even was feasible in the beginning? And lo and behold, there was a dope-ass twist that they did within the series, and I commend Oda for allowing that to happen, because Nico Robin is one of my favorite characters in the series. But it was something to where Vivi was always assumed to be a character that eventually would join the crew. But therein lies the selfishness that comes with her character, to where it's like, what exactly would she have brought towards the crew? Not just being a significant player in the grand scheme of what Luffy wanted in terms of his crew to do, where everyone has their own importance, because if that was to be a thing, then why the fuck is Chopper around? You know, do they really need a musician like Brook? Is this, but like, that's just Luffy. So he always wanted a musician. They're like, yeah, that's true, but do you still need one? You know, it's a matter of need, not a matter of want, in terms of what I'm talking about. But essentially facilitating with Nico Robin, her being an archaeologist, it just so happened that her being able to read the poneglyphs was a godsend, because you actually need that in order to find One Piece. They didn't know that. They couldn't have possibly have found that out, but it just happened to have someone who was able to do that. Cool for them. Good for them. Awesome. Happy accident. She's a part of the crew, part of the ship, part of the crew. Y'all seen Pirates of the Caribbean. But what I mean in terms of overall being an important member of the crew is, like I said, look towards Usopp, who I completely hate as a character. I can't stand Usopp. But there are moments within One Piece that basically are cool because of Usopp. Actually having someone leave the ship and having that moment where Usopp fought Luffy was a dope moment for Usopp, who has otherwise been a comic relief character. But having such a serious moment where essentially his character archetype had to come into light with how he's been portrayed throughout the series. He's been someone who essentially has been looking at this as a play pirate. He's been serious about wanting to help Luffy become the king of the pirates and whatnot, but he's always had that feeling of, no matter, you know, always have that feeling of we're all friends and we have an equal partnership in what we got going on. Not in the sense of that Luffy is captain. And because Luffy is captain, whatever he says goes, period. And by having that moment, you actually have a deep concept being done within the characters to where, even into where Zoro is like, you know, if you just allow Usopp to do what he did and then let him back on the ship, I'm not going to be here. Because what the fuck does that mean if anyone could just do whatever they want to you when you're the captain? It was a cool, poignant moment that involved the entirety of the crew, and it was magnanimous that it happened that way. And there could be no better person that it happened to other than Usopp, and then still have him be welcomed back on the ship because, of course, Namika. Whatever. But still, it was a moment that could happen. I don't see that ever being a thing with Vivi. And this is why, because this is what I mean by in terms of her actual importance to the crew itself. Vivi has no want. She has no desire. What she wanted was for her kingdom to be at peace, to be freed from Crocodile's reign. They accomplished that during the Alabaster Arc. So without that drive, what would she have brought to the crew other than the fact that she was just this girl hanging around with them, who's a princess? Nothing. There would have been absolutely nothing. That would have been more of her selfish nature in its entirety. That would have been full circle for her being selfish. I use you guys to accomplish my goal. After I accomplished my goal, I was able to stick with you guys and just tag behind as you all did whatever the fuck it is that you wanted while you were chasing your dreams. My dream has been accomplished. And now I'm just hanging out, around and about, not facilitating or contributing anything. I can't read poneglyphs. I can't fight. I don't make good ideas or decisions. I can't really ascertain my feelings over doing what's right or listening to Luffy. I don't have any of the qualities that would make me an actual good crewmate, let alone a good pirate, especially a pirate that needs to be a pirate in this sense of the crew. Could you imagine what the fuck Vivi could have did within the 2-year skip to get stronger? What? She wasn't strong, you know? It's like, what exactly could she bring to the table as a crewmate outside of the fact that she's just a friend? And it's hard to separate the scope in terms of strength and actually importance, but I'm just saying in terms of it just being where she mattered, where she did something or there was something about her that could matter in the long run, where she could be, and you know, where she would have her intelligence outscope fighting prowess to where she figured out a lot of the problems that were going on. No. She wasn't that kind of character. Whether she would be someone who basically followed orders to a T and made sure that things got done the way they were supposed to get done. No, she was incredibly incredibly emotional as well as incredibly selfish, and also just had the tenacity to just want everyone to be happy and safe when there are nothing but a bunch of situations where people might die. People are going to die. Bad shit happens and there's nothing you can do about it. So without having any type of quality whatsoever to actually make her a positive addition to the crew, all she ever would have been a complete and utter burden, which would have been even more annoying in the long run, thinking about the series itself, because God knows how terrible it would have been if every time something happened, you would just think about the fact that, man, they better hurry up and get there before somebody kills Vivi. Because she's not strong enough to fight anybody. She's not strong enough to keep herself safe. And she keeps finding herself in the damsel in distress situation without any type of concept of her being able to get out of this situation. She can't think on her feet. She can't really do things like that. I don't see that helping in any way, shape, or form. Like, you have Nami, who essentially facilitates a weak woman in terms of strength being added to One Piece. But Nami is incredibly cunning. She's incredibly intuitive. She has a bunch of ideas. And she's able to think on the spot to save herself in dire situations, but she's also proven herself time and time again to be an absolute member who trusts Luffy to a fault. So is it to a fault or without a fault? I can't think. I don't know, but they've proven time and time again that essentially Nami is a core valued member, let alone her being the best navigator that Luffy wants on the crew. But just the simple fact that Nami has been able to get herself out of dire straits without actually having to fight her way out of dire straits. We never got that with Vivi. Vivi has never facilitated that. Vivi has never done that. Vivi has always been moving to the beat of her own drum. Hell, there's a moment in One Piece where essentially she has a hard time trying to fight a banana gator to get a key out. And then essentially she runs away to go get someone else to help. And then she brings back Sanji, who then fights and beats other banana gators in order to get everyone free and whatnot. And then you have a moment when it's like, well, there's still a bunch of banana gators left. And then you see that Zoro and Luffy done beat them all up. And then she just starts crying because she was like, I had so much trouble with one and they just went through the rest of them. And it's like, oh, they're there. And it's like, at that moment was a core aspect of her person. It was like, you're worthless. You are a worthless character. Now, I'm not saying that she shouldn't have existed. That's not what I'm trying to get at. What I'm getting at is the fact that one of the best ideas that ever was facilitated in One Piece is the fact that Vivi did not stay with the crew. Because she did not stay with the crew is the reason why, like, because she didn't stay with the crew is just a godsend in terms of everything else that they had to go through later on within the series. She has no drive. She has no opposition towards anything that's going on within the world. All she ever was a princess. That's literally all that defined her character, was just that she was a princess who cared about her people. So upon her people getting safe, there is nothing else about her that is any significance or special whatsoever. The scene that I hate the most after Vivi during the Alabasta arc is when they leave Vivi, and then she gives her little speech about how she's not going to join up with them because she wants to help her people. Because again, that had to happen because all that she is a princess who loves her people. So if she leaves her people, she can't be that person. But one of the things that I hate the most is that it's that small moment where Zoro essentially is like, well, let's move on. Vivi's gone, whatever. And literally everyone else on the ship is sad that she left. And it's like, they got used to the bitch, but she didn't do anything. I was like, oh, we miss Vivi. We miss her. And he was like, well, why don't you just force her on the ship? And it's like, that's not what she wanted. We couldn't do that. We're good friends. Nah, I hate that moment with a passion. But literally, it has to happen in order to open up the door for Nico Robin to show up, who immediately gets in the good graces of everyone in the crew and becomes a valued member of the Straw Hat Pirates. And that's just the way how it went. But I needed to point a spotlight at the fact that one of the most useless characters that have ever existed within One Piece, outside of Momotaro, has been Vivi. And the fact that she contributed absolutely nothing towards anything is just tumultuous in the grand scheme of everything that went on within One Piece. And I tip my hat at the creator for making sure that that happened. When literally, if you was to look at any other shonen, all signs would point to her being a reoccurring character that stuck with the Straw Hats, whether she was like, I want to go on an adventure, or just being like, well, Dad, I saved everyone, and I just got to follow Luffy to see his dream. Oh, Vivi, no! We didn't get that. And it's so grand that we didn't, when everything else would have essentially did that. And then she just would have fell into obscurity in the background. It was like, well, we know Vivi's here, but she doesn't do anything. She can't do anything. Like fucking Tenten in Naruto. Because, like, yeah, I gave you something, but I have no idea what to do with you. So there you'll remain. Fucking useless. So I always think back to looking at the Alabasta arc, and it's like, yeah, that's great. And then even if you want to sit there and try to counter argument that and being like, well, she was integral towards the whole Alabasta arc itself and stopping the war from happening, yelling out what she did, getting Pell to help and things like that, or different moments that came with her ideas helping and stopping Crocodile and whatnot. But it's like, again, you have to think back to the fact that the Alabasta arc itself wouldn't have happened unless Vivi forced our main characters into that situation. Duh. It was like, so if she wasn't there, they wouldn't have been there, and that wouldn't have been a problem for our main characters. But ergo, there you go. Ooh, another part that I hate about her is the fact that one of the things that pushed Nami to get stronger was not the fact that she essentially felt compelled to try to figure out a way to get stronger because everyone else around her were these crazy muscle-bound goofballs, and she realized that upon approaching Usopp. But one of the main reasons was that she wanted to do it just to help out Vivi. So she desperately needed to make sure she helped out Vivi, because that's what's greatly important. It was the main force behind just being able to keep up with everyone else, which I ultimately am disgusted with that concept, because you have during her fight with Miss Doublefinger, or Miss New Year's Eve, if you're a G, the fact that throughout that entire fight, you just have her constantly saying and quoting, I need to help Vivi. You know how much Vivi is suffering? This pain is nothing compared to what Vivi is feeling. And it just means absolutely nothing because it's such a stupid concept to have, as well as to even notion that to where like, oh, she's hurting because her people are getting killed, but she's not feeling any pain. No one's kicking her ass right now. But oh, she's hurting because she cares so much about the people. And it's like, so, so the fuck what? Hell, at least Momotaro got his ass kicked. I commend him on that. Kaido popped that little boy up and they beat the shit out of him. And it's like, even with that, it's like, well, at least that happened. Like, Vivi barely got trampled when the fucking revolutionary army came and damn near tried to stop her, which also didn't make any sense. But just, she was just this princess. That's all she was. Well, she was this nice, kept princess. So outside of that, she held no significance whatsoever. And I'm glad as hell that she's not a part of the crew. And that's all I want to talk about.